Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we look back to Radio Days in March, which was held in Riga, Latvia. The Audio Academy team were there, and we have some previously unheard audio for you from the conference. We hear from keynote speakers and delegates on audience connection, using AI, and trends in European and world radio, along with thoughts on the Audio Academy's place at the conference. We start with Mohit Bakaya, controller of BBC Radio 4 and 4 Extra, and his thoughts on public service broadcasting.
Just saying to a colleague of mine, it's really lovely to be in Europe. Sometimes you don't feel this in the UK, and certainly you may not feel this in America, but when you're in Europe, you really understand that the love of radio as a kind of service, linear radio, is still very alive and kicking, and people are all scratching their heads trying to work out how to deal with the same challenges I was describing a moment ago. The common kind of challenges and common kind of feeling is really palpable, and that's great. But also just hearing some of the other people talk about the threat that we feel from disinformation, from AI, from all the other disruption that's around us and, you know, and growing, and people talking about the value of public service, that's been really heartening. It's not something you often hear around, how do I put this, around audio these days. It's all very much about digital and young audiences, and that's absolutely important too. But my strong feeling is the way you keep those audiences or draw them to us is by retaining those public service values.
My name is Dave Briley-Jones, and I am the Chief Operating Officer for AIR, and we are here at Radio Days Europe in Riga. A lovely sunny Sunday, which is great. What brings us to Riga? Well, for us at AIR, it's about brand awareness. So we're very well known for our websites and our radio automation, but we're just launching some new products over the next couple of years. So we've got our new web-based music scheduler, which is on the stand. It's about showing that off to everybody, meeting everybody in person, and having a good chat as well, because that's what radio is about, isn't it? It's about seeing people. Nowadays, there is definitely a tendency to do everything over Google Meet or Teams or whatever, but you can't beat looking at someone in the eye like we're doing now, having a conversation, seeing the smile, seeing people's reactions, and that's so important. I know that might sound silly for radio because we do talk into a microphone and we don't see each other, but when people come together, great ideas happen. I mean, we've already had some conversations today and last night, and it's just great to see the creative juices flowing. And, you know, we've had people over at our stand going, oh, I have your software, it'd be really good if we could do this, this, and this. Okay, great. But they don't put a support ticket in, but because they see us in person, they feel confident to come over and say that. And it's great. And we love meeting people. We love chatting to people, just like we are now. And so I think it's really important that we get these events in the year where we can do that. And of course, the Audio Academy is great at organizing those events. We had the 30 Under 30 a couple of weeks ago at Bauer's lovely building. And it's great to see the future coming through and being interested in radio. Sometimes people say, oh, radio is, it's not sexy enough. You know, you want to be a YouTuber, you want to do this, but radio is so sexy and it's such a great medium, and it's great to see that the Audio Academy still promotes that.
I'm Matt Wilkinson. I do the afternoon show on Heart in London and across the UK on the Heart Network. This is my first ever time at Radio Days Europe. I've heard about it a lot before. I've always wanted to come. So to be here, because I've been invited to do a summit session, which is called How to Make Radio Flow. Massively chuffed to be asked in the first place and hugely proud to be here and kind of blown away. But I didn't really know what to expect, actually, when I came along. I kind of thought it might be like a sort of fairly sort of stuffy hall and, you know, a few chairs out. But it's a really, really lovely space. It's modern and there's car companies here, which I wasn't expecting to see, you know, lots of different payout systems, lots of great people. So I'm here because I've been asked to be here, but I'm also here because I want to meet like-minded individuals. You know, at the end of the day, we're all in radio, we're all sort of making it up as we go along and coming up with ideas, different ideas. So let's share those ideas and hope we can come away with some inspiration for something to do tomorrow. I mean, it's good to have a base back in the UK that people can meet and exchange ideas and thoughts and practices. It's nice to know there's people who have always got your back.
Hello, I'm Nikki Birch, and I'm here on day one of the Radio Days Festival, and I'm presenting a talk at the AI track, and I'm talking about the BBC's role in AI and audio. I really rate Radio Days. It's actually one of my favourite radio and audio events. because of just, you just get so much value from meeting people from all around the world now and finding out how they're doing. And particularly for public service broadcasters, it's really great to hear what commercial broadcasters are doing. And I just, yeah, I really, really value the connections. I love speaking here. Invite me back every year, please. I think in the same extent, it's really great that the Audio Academy's here at Radio Days, because you need to make sure that you're connected as well to what everybody's doing globally, making connections so you can invite people into the training days. You've got great contacts then, and understanding where the industry is at any, what the challenges are, what the issues are, what the talking points are. So when you're running things like training events, when you're running any kind of events, you're hot on what the key subjects are.
Hello, I'm Matt Deegan. I'm a partner in the consultancy firm Folder Media and the podcast marketing agency Podcast Discovery. I'm here in Riga for the next few days to kind of steal other people's ideas. That's why I mainly come to conferences. I always like the European conferences to go to sessions that you probably wouldn't choose to go to. So like Swedish formats or something like that. Now, whilst that might not be relevant to what I do day to day, often their thinking is quite interesting. Why have they got to this thought, or they got to this thing that they make or this thing that they do, and is that relevant for our world? Particularly in the podcast space, everything's changing quite a lot, and also different countries have different attitudes to on-demand and podcasts, and what's been popular, what's changed from live broadcasting to on-demand, what's happened with talent, who's nicked who and why, what's happened in different places, and all that's useful to sort of go into my brain and try and work out why that's relevant for what we do for our listeners and our customers in the UK. For something like the Audio Academy, that's in transition from the Radio Academy to what it does now. It's important to be exposed to all the different flavours of audio, and I think if you're a radio practitioner, you're also probably very aware radio is changing, but also there's a lot more opportunities than there used to be. Podcasts, audiobooks, other live streams, what's happening in video as well. Being exposed to all of that is a great thing to do. I think what everyone's after is shortcuts, and often they don't really exist. You know, there isn't a wheeze or a trick that suddenly reduces all your effort and increases all your money. But I think there are smaller elements. I've just been in an AI session, and Nikki Birch from the BBC has been talking about sort of Descript usage in the BBC. Now, we use Descript. We use it for my podcast, The Media Club. And actually, they were doing something that I hadn't really seen before of how they use it for the media show and how it pretty much makes the TV output for news channel. So I've written down to go back to the team and like, oh, we're using this to the fullest. And I think actually with AI, that's the big question. It's changing so fast. Can we all keep up with what it can and can't do?
I'm OJ from Radio Player. I'm here as Radio Player are showing what we do for the car industry, making the best radio, the car radio experience. We want to show the broadcasters what we're doing. We have a lot of people visiting our stand, and we can show the future of radio in cars. I think it's important for everyone to understand what's actually on the stake here for the radio industry. We are facing enormous challenges in cars. For us, it's natural that we meet the whole radio industry, including the UK, obviously. We have a focus because we, as an industry, we need to work together to solve this. This is not any broadcaster or anyone can do by themselves. This is all about collaboration. Work together to find the good solutions and make sure that radio also for the next 100 years stays prominent in cars. The most interesting thing and the thing we want to do right now is to underline the importance of metadata, what every broadcaster can do themselves to make sure that their stations look great in the car, because that helps us again to work with the car manufacturers and to convince them that radio is still the most sexy audio product.
I'm Anthony Gay from Real World. We create jingles and radio imaging for radio stations around Europe, and this is an awesome location to connect with clients and partners from around Europe. Everybody is here. This is the most vibrant, innovative, thriving space for radio and audio anywhere in the world. To be here is really important to see people face to face and talk about where our industry is going. From our perspective, we can connect with clients and talk about the products and services that we're developing and are coming to market. So yeah, it's an awesome space, and the welcome here in Riga has been fantastic. The weather's great, but it's such a warm welcome from the organisers, and the way this event is delivered is fantastic. It's a celebration of our industry as well as a networking opportunity. I think the Academy is, you know, celebrating our industry is one of the key things that it exists for. So I think being at places like this to collaborate with other organizations around Europe, see what they're doing to make connections and improve the work that is being done, I think it's a great venue for that. So many countries, not just in Europe, but around the world, look at the UK and look at what we're doing with our broadcast industry. And I think look at the Audio Academy as well and how it exists in a celebratory and supportive way for the industry. So I think it's good to be here because I think people will be looking to the work that you're doing and to see what they can learn. So I think it's a great place to share.
Thank you to everyone who chatted with us at Radio Days Europe in Riga. And we loved hearing their thoughts on audience connection and the future of radio. As Dave Riley-Jones said, when people come together, great things can happen. The big news this week is that the 30 under 30 deadline has been extended to the 24th of August. So you have a bit of extra time to get your applications and nominations in at audioacademy.org.uk/30under30. Every week we're announcing more exciting details for this year's festival. Keep an eye on our website and socials for details and book your tickets at audioacademy.org.uk. And remember, we have lots of videos from previous festivals as a resource on our website for Audio Academy members. While we're sharing with you our summer shorts, we're planning a new season of podcasts for the autumn. Who and what would you like to hear in future podcasts? Let me know by emailing me at podcast@audioacademy.org.uk. Next week, it's the last of our summer shorts series, and we hear previously unheard interviews from the Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. I'll see you next week.